Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. We are back. It's time to do what we do. Oh my God, I've been itching to be back on air. Ooh, you ready for some excitement? I am. Today we are talking about sex, sexuality, trust. Oh, betrayal. We're going to unplug you and unplug the topic. It's time to be free, to know who we really are. Love is freedom, and so are you. But you got to be willing to do work.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark, for stepping in and just giving a love out, because we don't shout out. Yes, the email address for more information is radio. At LifeConversationsRadio.com. Radio at LifeConversationsRadio.com. And Mark Hussman knows where to put his money, where his mouth is, or whatever they say. Mark Hussman, thank you. There you are.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussman. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet, because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussman, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's what it's about. And how do we do that? We support you in feeling safe, in feeling whole. And before we start the show, we just want to do a little, create a sacred moment, a sacred space, a sacred, just somewhere where you can come together and just relax and confront your issues, your pain, your doubt, your worries, your fears. How are we going to do that? We're going to have a little bit of Bridget Bryant. We need a safe place and a soft place so you can let it all hang out. If you're in pain, you're in the right place. Soft place. Bridget Bryant. with my issues. All right, now, we're making promises you can't keep. You want to be the only one? What about those who don't want to just be the only one? What about those who want to be loved by so many others? I feel safe. I love this soft place. You gotta love me. Is that unconditional love? You catch me? Ooh! Come on, I feel safe already. It's a soft place. Bridget Bryant, she said, I just wanna love you. I can catch you. I wanna be the only one that you call. That's a bit on the selfish side, isn't it? I mean, come on. What if the brother was to go, you know, go hang out with some other folks, make other people happy? We're going to find out. We're going to find out what happens when brothers want to go to all-you-can-eat restaurants and sister want to say, I like me some of that, too. But maybe we're just supposed to have one menu. But anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. Do you know that? Do you know that who you are right now makes a difference? As a matter of fact, who you are, whatever you're doing, is creating the future. So whatever you're doing right now, you get to choose. You get to decide if it's good or bad. But whatever you call it, God Goddess don't care. That's right, because God Goddess, the infinite one, the creator, the oversoul, divine, whatever you want to call it, Jesus, Buddha, just says, ha, I am here to love you. Now, when that truth filters through the mind of man and woman, they say, oh, no, this is how you must love the onus that you are, but you get to choose. This is the month of July, and our theme is love is freedom. But guess what? Come closer. Come here. Let me tell you something. Love is freedom, but freedom ain't free. We'll talk more about that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio. Welcome to the House of Love, the House of Transformation. We're here to support you in all that you're moving through and going through and growing through. So whatever you're moving through, you need some insight, some awareness. We've got some people in the house to help you tap into your sexuality, to tap into your inner power, your inner essence. So rather than getting debates with all this other stuff going on, when you know who you are, when you know who you are, you are free from the mess of the world. And you can express yourself in the way that works for you. I Am is your host. That's right. I Am is your host. And the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the metaphysical rebel, the nutty professor, you're interesting. You're weird. That's all an expression of the I Am presence. We started the show off with Bridget Bryant. Bridget Bryant, her website address is that, bridgetbryant.com. And right now, we are going to roll and see what Celeste is doing. She's had a whole, over a week, well, actually about a week, a little over a week, rest. So let's see what Celeste is doing. Hey, Celeste, did we catch your phone?
No, of course not. I'm a professional. Welcome.
You're a professional.
Back.
Woohoo! It's nice to be back. Let me take a sip of tea. Okay, you keep talking. Say what you want to say.
What I really want to say to you is I don't know what you're talking about with this. Really?
Yes.
Was it that good?
Oh my
wow.
God.
Mm. I'm loving how in touch you are with your sensuality today. I wanted to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about with this rest thing. You're the only one on vacation. I did have a party in the studio while you were gone.
I did. Well, I trust you, so I know it was good.
I kept everything in the right spot, but I did take control of the keys to the car while you were gone. So, yeah.
You got some folks in my head talking. I can take everything you just said and flip it, but I won't right now. We'll wait till the show starts. It's nice to be back. It is nice to be back. It was so good. I took an extra time off. And I still need more sleep. Can you believe that?
Yes, because I know you. But no, you are so welcome back, because when this show is not live, I miss it. I mean, I just don't come here because I have to. I mean, I get my soul food here. But I was hanging out in the archives, so I kept posting things and letting people know that there were lots of gifts.
Well, I think I got some emails from listeners saying, I can't survive. The show is not live. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the next hour. Come back. Come back, please.
Well, we are so happy to have you.
Go listen to the archive.
There you go. I said, no, we're really happy to have you back. And you have some wonderful guests today. They are going to set this place on fire, though you already have a nice start, fire starter. And look, all these friends in the chat room who've missed you. Tamara Joy just stepped in. We don't shout out. But hey, girl.
Those people didn't miss me. They didn't even know I was gone. They're still the truth. They didn't even know I wasn't doing the show. I bet if you asked them,
Electra
knew.
Electra knew. Are you kidding me?
Electra.
Brother Whitney. Electra is in the house. Yes, and you have beautiful Donna and Mother Wit and Frank Mondose. I hope I'm saying that right. In a house, too. And Tamara Joy just said, I knew you were missed. So how about we get these beautiful people your announcements, right? And then you can
go ahead, because I'm out of Kleenex. Hurry up, I'm out of Kleenex. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, just get a sip of tea.
Okay, oh, wait. Y'all want some tea? Hold on 1 second, wait.
I want some tea.
Oh, British tea. Some cream in it. That's right. I put cream in my tea. I mean, you put cream in your tea? What are you talking about? You put cream in your coffee? Well, sometimes. So what's the difference? I don't know. It's just weird. Well, I put cream in my tea. Anyway. Go ahead, Celeste. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
You forgot your other name. I'll make sure I include it in the announcements. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here, Monday through Wednesday, from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guests, Mother Wit, Frank, and Donna, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving, shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of July is Love is Freedom, and we have wonderful guests who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is going to fly solo to explore this theme even further. You don't want to miss this download. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network, be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Adai on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Adai radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Adai radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Adai drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Adai.
Thank you very much. I can just listen to your voice all the way through. Your voice is just, oh my God. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, hey, thank you, Celeste. Thank you. The lady with a voice.
Thank you, Life Coach Adai. It's so nice to have you back. Welcome home.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to be back, and I am looking and anticipating what's going to come through. We got some powerhouses. Yeah, powerhouses in the house. Yeah. We got Frank in the house. He said, listen, let's be frank about this conversation. Too many people are messing up. I got Life Coach Adai's back. Donna said, psh, this is my favorite conversation. Bring it on. And Mother Witt said, I like to have conversations like that. Can I join the conversation? Okay, so let's stand by because I could pull you in any time, you know.
I'll be ready for you, you nutty professor, you know. And hey.
Thank you, my friend. Yes.
Swiper just snuck in. I'm loving out to Tracy Ann Miller right now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Welcome,
have
everyone.
A great show.
Thank you, Celeste. Oh, it is already that. Thank you, my friend. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Adai radio show. The place where anything can happen and most certainly does. And if your ears are sensitive, keep listening because we're going to help you grow some hair on your chest. That's right. I don't care if you're male or female. You just need to grow the flip up. It's time to have some adult conversation. So, you know, Donna's kind of fiery. So if you can't handle fiery conversations, hey, you better take responsibility for what you hear. But yes, today we are talking about sex, sexuality, trust, and betrayal. Yes, we struggle with this. We struggle sometimes with blending it with our spiritual awareness. Sometimes if you're religious, you don't know it's sex, it's something you need to talk about, something we gotta hide. I mean, we just tear ourselves apart with BS. You know, if someone's coming to the room, they go, yes? Are you decent? No, I'm not. What does that mean? So if you're naked, you're not decent. You're indecent. You know? But when you got clothes on, oh, yeah, you're decent. The words we use, the things we say, we, you know, sexuality, we struggle with expressing that in a safe and loving way. Some of us put so much ego into it. Some of the brothers like, yeah, I could work that all night. And, you know, the conversation goes on. But more importantly, see, the sex and sexuality part is easy. That's easy. The challenge is, how do we trust when our heart is wide open? How do we trust when our heart has been broken open? How do we incorporate spiritual awareness into what looks like a conversation people don't want to talk about? Well, we got some great people to talk about that today. So, you know, I'm a bit nervous when it comes to talk about sex and sexuality. It's not what I do best. So I got some people to talk about it. So I'm just going to listen to what they have to say. But now, well, I know you want to listen to them, but I need to do some things because Brother Mercury is having fun with me. I welcome all of you in the chat room while I take care of Brother Mercury. And I welcome our Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening on the archive, those listening online or on the phone line, thank you, thank you. Wherever you're listening from, you are in the house of love. So feel free to call in to share your story. Even feel free to share your anger, how much you're mad about your ex and you just want to get it out of your system. Because sometimes it's very important not to do spiritual bypass. Now, I'm not mad. I've forgiven him. I've forgiven her. Why are you so angry when you talk about it? So this is the house where you can express yourself truthfully. And we're here to support you in your healing. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What do you mean I said that too fast? You listen too slow. Okay, I say it slow. 347. Okay. 426. Got it? 3346. Now, make sure you press 1 on your keypad so that way we can come to you. But if you don't want to call in, but you have burning questions, burning desires, burning attractions, you can post your questions and comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears on the like page. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or Life Conversations Radio like page. It's time to bring on these brave people who want to talk about this conversation. But I need a little bit of love in my Barry White voice. Just do your Life Coach Ade voice. Stop it. Anyway, because I need to do something and Brother Mercury saying, slow down. I know you've been on vacation and you're energized, but slow down. So Sherry, please help me. I know you love me. We'll be right back. Sherry Marie, because you love me.
Around the
free to mess up, and I'm free to dance with Brother Merkel. It's time to get this party started. Go, Sherry. Go, Sherry Marie. Work it out because you love me. All right, I'm going to work this out. It's okay. Listen, you can't sit around and be in the studio and help a brother out. Yes, indeed. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And those of you who came to listen to your friends and you wait for them, it's okay. You know, like when you're making love, no point rushing it unless it's a quickie. But even that, sometimes you got to slow it down so you can enjoy it. So it's time to bring on these beautiful people who are brave enough to jump in this conversation. Boy, y'all going to lose some friends after this. Like, what were you doing on that show? He was crazy. And if that man is so crazy and so nutty like that, that means you're crazy too. I don't think I want you in my environment. You're messing with my chi. Sherry Marie, because you love me. Her website address is Sherry Marie, CHERIMARREE.com. All right, let's kind of work this out. Let's bring on these folks. Let's bring on Donna first. Donna, let me tell you a little bit about Donna. Donna is she's a passionate woman, but she's very quiet. You will never know how powerful she is because she doesn't like, you know, she just hides. You never even know. But this is a little something that I found out about her. Donna DeLuca is on a mission to inspire people to live their highest potential and most passion-filled life. She is a global transformational leader, inspirational speaker, and show host, published author, and achieved coaching. Donna began her journey in the financial corporate world. As a young mother, she boldly went back to school to pursue interior design, because she knows she's going to be design people from the inside out. Today, she honors what she knows to be her true calling, helping people find passion and purpose in their careers, business, relationships, and life. Donna is a firm believer that she's here to make a difference with her God-given gifts and talents. A humanitarian at heart, a keen intuitive, and a dedicated single mother, Donna has a passion that's contagious, a trademark smile that's infectious, and an enthusiastic spirit that awakens true desire to thrive. And if you're around Donna and life is boring, she will either shake you out of your mess, or you find yourself tapping into the essence of who you are. You're like, I don't know what's happening to me. That's what Donna does. She just smiles, goes, hey, Donna, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I was like getting a little bit anxious here. That was like amazing foreplay. Can we spice it up now?
And there's four of us on this call to have the conversation. You got Frank, Mother. So let me bring the other four play partners in here. Let me go to Mother Witt and read a little bit about her, and then I'll bring her on. So let's see. Let's do this. Oh, man. I wish I was a professional. I wish I was a little bit taller, a little bit smarter. Brother Mercury, can you just stop it? Stop it right now. Okay, just stop it. I'm trying to read something. All right, let me read what I can see. Mother Wit Wisdom, a.k.a. Valerie. Mother Wit Wisdom is a grandmother, mother, daughter, prolific writer, reader, a channel for the divine. Donna, don't say nothing because Mercury is messing with me. So you, whatever you say will be used against you. So be quiet. Okay, Mercury is kind of acting right now. Mother with Wisdom is a grandmother, mother, daughter, prolific writer, reader, a channel for the divine. She is the host of It Is What It Is. She believes we are spiritual beings experiencing the human conditioning of life, which allows us the connection of being and becoming a living soul. She also believes that it is most important for us to realize and know who we are at our fundamental divine core. Her life experience in helping others express itself as an ordained minister, a residential administrator of Hope House, respite care giver, and so much more, because Brother Mercury said, you're going to recognize that I'm here. So Mother Wit, a.k.a. Valerie. Bear with me. Mercury won't let me read the rest. How are you doing, my sister? Mother Wit, wisdom. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm doing very well, Ade, and thank you for having me here.
You are very welcome. Now, let me bring Frank Mendoza, the brother who is brave enough to join the conversation. Like, psh, I know who I am. I honor my feminine side and my masculine side. Yes, I'm here to be part of the change. Let's see if I can outwit. Get that? Outwit Mercury. Oh, I think I got by. Mercury is kicking my, you know what. Frank Mendoza is a man. Oh, we got a man on a mission, a woman on a mission. Ooh, I'm not going to touch it. I can't, I just so much fire moving through me. In 2005, he set out to raise the vibration of nightlife industry in Montreal and create Mendoza, a lifestyle brand focused on sensual entertainment and seductive dance event for adults. Ooh, Frank, frankly speaking, I think Frank. Mendoza's aim is to stimulate attendees' senses and offer a playground for connection and exploration in a safe and respectful environment. In addition, he is the Quebec director of the very popular Salon. Salon something written in French. See, Mercury was reading. I couldn't prepare for that. An annual trade show focused on promoting everything to do with sex. Ooh, Frank, I'm going to tell your mommy. Frank is currently dedicating much of his free time studying the sociology of sexuality, tantra, and sexual healing, training under such industry masters as Crystal Dawn Morris and Baby Des Nichols. His vision is to develop a sexual empowerment program to bridge the gap between sexuality and spirituality, expand consciousness, and promote a healthy perspective of sexuality in today's culture as a whole. Frank is also on the board of directors of Sexual Health Network of Quebec, where his responsibilities are to develop fundraising programs, leverage business relationships, and streamline the organization's activities. He's passionate about supporting the Sexual Health Network and helping make comprehensive information about healthy sexuality more easily available. All right, Mercury, I got through it all. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me bring on Frank Mendoza. How are you doing, Frank?
I am excellent. Wow, this has been a ride until this point. I could only imagine where we're going from here. Donna, sister, thank you so much for bringing me on the show. And Mother Wit, it's a pleasure to be in your company and sharing in this experience with you. I look forward to hearing your divine wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychic and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, Mother Wit, Frank and Donna. Woo-hoo. So let's go to Frank first. Frank, let me ask you this question. I read a little bit about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view. Who are you? Who is Frank Mendoza?
Who are any of us, actually? But in this manifest world, let me start by saying I am going through life experiencing ups and downs, love and fear, happiness, sadness, pain, and trying to channel all of that into pleasure for anybody that experiences anything I do, from the realm of entertainment and my events to tantra workshops and coaching and lovemaking and whatever way we could cross paths.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you could do to make the world happy. I know that's right.
increase sensual energy so that we can start vibrating at a higher vibration.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mother Wit, who are you? Who is Mother Wit Wisdom, a.k.a. Valerie?
I consider myself to be an awakening goddess. And when I say that, it means I'm getting more in touch with my divine self. I am awaking spiritually into the gifts that have always been there, but have been somewhat dormant. And I'm just coming alive, and I'm starting to see things with new eyes, and I've cleared out all of the old programming, and I am brand new. So I am a reborn awakening goddess.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, watch out, world. She's on fire. This girl is on fire. That's Mother Wit Wisdom. Donna, who are you? Who is Donna Danita DeLuca? DeLuca now. See, I was trying to show off. Now I messed myself up. DeLuca, how about that?
You got DeLuca right. You got the first name wrong, but that's okay. I think today who Donna is coming to terms with the little inner child within, this little curious little being who wants to just play and have fun and live the innocence of life, the innocence of discovery, the innocence of adventure, the innocence of being free, the innocence of being this grown woman with the wisdom and having the innocence of the child and the wisdom of the grown woman. So I think that's where I am today.
See, I told you Mercury is messing with me. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate you. So this is what I want to do. I want to, I'm sure people can tell the difference between Mother Wit's voice and Frank's voice and Donna's voice. If you can't, then you need to go see somebody. But I want to throw a general question out first to all of you. And actually, I make it easy. I just called you guys. Just the first question to kind of lay a foundation is talk about how you see relationship, how it was and how it is, and what you think is missing. So it's a three-part question, but I want you to kind of wrap it together. So let's go to Mother Wit first. How do you see relationship? And I'm talking about intimate sexual relationship now. How was it before, and how is it now from your perspective?
Well, I've been celibate for about 14 years. My last relationship lasted 8 years, and intimacy before was always about me giving, and sometimes not even being really present with the giving. The intimacy was that way because I was never into me, and that has changed. Now I am in love with me, and I know different things that I want to express, and I know different things that I want to receive, and I've awakened to different things that I want to give that I've never allowed myself before. So intimacy for me, in a relationship, begins with the relationship that you have with yourself, and it expands and contracts based upon you nourishing that self and allowing yourself to experiment and to grow and to expand in that understanding.
Yeah, and I'm sure that took a lot of journey. Let me ask you, you talked about, before I go to Frank, you talk about being celibate for 14 years. Can you explain what that is for those who don't know? And what was the catalyst? Was it relationship wasn't working, you had a broken heart, or is it just something that you consciously did to nurture yourself?
The catalyst was an accumulation of everything, and I guess you could say it began with the end of that eight-year relationship. I've been raped twice. My parents died in my teens, both parents. There was just so much drama and so much, I'm an empath, so there was just so much feelings, and all the feelings just came to an end. And I wanted to be numb. I didn't want to feel anything else. I just didn't want to. And my celibacy became a vow to myself that I wasn't going to, I didn't even know who I was sexually. I did, that had all been taught to me, given to me, programmed into me, shoved at me, you know, and I had never taken the time to really get to know what I want, what I like. And so for, I'd say, about the first 12 or so years, there was nothing. There was not even masturbation. There was just healing and getting to know me. And within the next 2 years or so, the previous 2 years, I should say, I began the self-exploration with masturbating and so forth. But there is, it doesn't, masturbation doesn't satisfy the real intimacy of human sharing and touch that is needed. And, you know, that's what I'm aware of and awakening to now. Did that answer that, Daddy?
Oh, yes, yes, it did. And we're coming back to masturbation because, you know, there's a thing that people feel funny about. We judge ourselves, but, you know, we, as children, we're taught not to do it, or you're taught as a boy to do it, or that's, they talk about boys only have sex in their mind. And I want us to talk about some of those things to sort of bring healing into this thing called relationship, sex, sexuality, that we could stop betraying ourselves. But before we go to, let me go to Frank. Frank, same question to you. How did you used to see relationship before your awakening, so to speak, quote unquote? And now, how is it for you now?
Well, I was in a long-term relationship, 14 years, married
14?
7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 14 years. Right. Married for 6, 7 years. And from the beginning, I never fell into the typical conditioning of regular relationships. My wife and I were always daring, and we were always looking for new adventure and exploration. So for me, the idea of, you know, loyalty was very powerful, was very important. So I still hold all of those same beliefs and standards. Actually, what I could give you more of my experience about is having gone from a very powerful marriage that explored many levels and different things to being single for 5 years now and being back into the world of dating and relationships and seeing the way single people interact, the way individuals behave, the way the social cues and conditioning that we have all around us has changed the way we are thinking and how it has caused a lot of wounds in society. And how do we even start to address this storyline? Because I don't think we're having this discussion because sex is taboo. So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? We're going to find out. Thank you, Frank. And Donna DeLuca, tell us your story, how it was for you, relationship, how you saw it, and through your process of rebirthing, how you see it now.
For me, I think if I look at relationships as a global context, I think we were very conditioned of how it had to be, you know, the traditional, the get married and, you know, the whole faithful thing and all that stuff. And I think it went to the other polar spectrum of it, of the over-sexualization and this all, you know, excess exploration and all that stuff. And I think, you know, we're coming into the, we need to come into the pendulum of the balance. My personal experience is that I began my journey that my first boyfriend, my first love, left me for one of my best friends. So my relationship pattern began with betrayal. So the betrayal led me to not trust. So the not trust made me unavailable. So the unavailability developed a pattern of being a mistress for a very long time. And this, you know, inner seeking of this inner freedom of needing to be free because I didn't want to trust, I didn't want to be tied down, I didn't want to be committed, and so forth. And I was in committed relationship. I am a faithful person, but never, I would say I probably never really opened myself up or gave myself openly to anybody, probably. And I experienced, I love what Mother Wit had to say that I went through that period at one point where I really needed to go inwards. And I mean, I felt so lost and so broken that I practiced celibacy for 3 years. And when I came out of the celibacy, it's so interesting to hear that that's the way you went through it as well, Mother Wit, was learning who Donna was. And I think this is where the conditioning or the misinformation or miseducation happens, is that, you know, we think we're going to explore sexuality by exploring it with someone else. But I think as individuals, my personal experience as a woman, and I can't speak for a man, is that's how I learned who I was sexually, was when I went through that exploration of who I was. So of discovering who I was from not only the masturbation level where you need to feel the senses, but where I actually learned how to touch myself, just caress myself and just feel the sensation of every single part of my body. And I've always been a very sensual and sexual person, but when I went through that process, it really opened up a different level of my senses. And where I'm at today is really, you know, and then, you know, I went into that, you know, wanting to explore different things with different partners at the same time. And I think at a certain point, you reach a point where you're yearning for the intimacy. It's more about the connection than the actual, you know, actual physical act or whatever. It's more of a deeper sensual connection in a deeper way. So it doesn't have to be necessarily even be penetration or so forth. It's more of a soul connection.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it today.
I hear you. And I want to go to Frank, because part of the challenges we're having when it comes to intimate relationship, openness, vulnerability, and sexuality is because of the miseducation. And I hear sexual bias here. And what I mean by sexual bias, I'm not Mother Wit or Donna being sexually biased, but I hear, you know, when Mother Wit and Donna talks about masturbation touch themselves, you know, in a society, we usually hear about females doing that. I'm not talking about monks. When we talk about celibacy, yeah, we know men and the monks and priests, they do that. But I don't really hear men who are just in the, you know, everyday life saying, oh, yeah, I've been celibate for 15 years. People are like, what's wrong with you? Or a man say, yes, I have learned to masturbate. I mean, I think he would get locked up. And so I think part of the confusion when it comes to intimate relationship and the sexual biases. So, Frank, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would like to say both Mother Wit and Donna gave amazing perspectives and authentic perspectives. And so I agree with a lot of what they say. To start, in terms of celibacy, we look at celibacy as the ultimate destination, when we can, in our human experience, when we can go through life and have lived sexuality and gone from the place of absolute lust and carnal experience and keep on growing from that point and finding beauty and all the specs, finding your balance within that process, only then can you find love and true connection. And once you have love, true connection, there is a place, there's a place where it is said the reason why monks and all religion preach celibacy is because sexuality is that connection of two people becoming one. Celibacy and meditation, so meditation helps in celibacy, I would think, because you could find what you find in ecstasy during sexuality in meditation. And that would be done mostly when you have experienced sexuality and the ecstasy of sexuality and the ecstasy of orgasm. And celibacy is the final resting destination where you no longer have to focus on the pleasure of the body and can find the pleasure of uniting with the one. That must be the ultimate ecstasy. And I would say, like, that's where the destination of celibacy is for me, because I have never been celibate. And I don't Well, I've been celibate maybe 3 months, 6 months, something like that. But that also had to do with my inability to find a connection that I wanted to open up to or share with. So I would think that is a form of celibacy, but I am no way can speak into the depth of Donna's and Mother Witt's perspective.
So for you, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it sounds like when you were celibate, it's something just happened. It wasn't like you decided, because from what Mother Wisdom and Donna, that's a choice they made. Was this something that happened, or did you actually make a choice to be celibate for 3 months?
No, for me, it turned into be a process. It was coincidence, the universe putting things. But looking back, I see the benefits of what that brought to me. You know, they both spoke about the masculine and feminine. They both spoke of going inside. They both spoke of, like, understanding what our personal desires are. And I think a lot of us, we are so consumed with the consumption of sexuality, the experience of sexuality, that we don't take the time to figure out what it is in sexuality that we're looking for. And one of Donna's thing was saying discovery of self. I think that would be a beautiful first step in sexual education for a younger adult. Like, discover yourself before putting yourself accessible to everything and anything that is promoted these days on the internet and in advertising.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to stay with you a little bit here, and I'm going to come back to Mother Witt and Donna, because part of the, you know, this conversation you're having, if you were sitting with a group of men, how would you support them in really taking time to understand their sexuality? Because I have a lot of female listeners. Most of my clients are females, and some of the things, like, it's just hard to find a man that's spiritual. You know, he's not doing his work. So there's the conversation you and I and Mother Witt and Donna are having right now is a conversation we're used to having, but generally speaking, not as a judgment, that there is this conversation of belief that most men don't take the time to understand themselves sexually. So what would you share with men who are out there saying they want to be in a relationship, they've been single for 5-6 years, and the woman is saying, I want a man who's balanced, who understands his feminine side and masculine side. How would you help the men to kind of start exploring this conversation?
Okay, well, just to connect with the men, it's like, I don't want to say that I'm anything divine, like beyond special, because I've been a man all my life, and I've been horny all my life, and I've been after sex all my life. I mean, this is the path that has brought me to where I am, right? It's like in the lust. So, I mean, let's call it spade a spade. From as young as we know, we've had sex on our mind, and sex is the driving force in this society. Men strive to have power, strive to have money, strive for all those things to create the perfect nest to draw in a feminine, a female, so that we can connect with them, we can make love with them and whatever. And when we find the right one, the one that helps us feel safe enough, like, dare I say, our mother, scary thought, we want to, like, keep that one forever. And in keeping that one forever, she is mine, and therefore we go into the idea of possession and jealousy and all of those things. The woman, on the other hand, is looking for a man that could find, that can be honest, so authenticity, that she knows she can trust. So a part of this blog radio show is about trustworthiness. And, you know, there's a worthiness to being trustful, given through behavior, authenticity, vulnerability, dedication. And to know that the woman in the man has a man that creates a certain level of safety and doesn't judge them and allow them to expand in the divine goddess state as much as possible. So for our role, I would say, as a divine masculine or empowered masculine, would be to, like, offer that playground of discovery and safety. But the problem is, especially Generation Y. Generation Y is the first generation that has been raised with a ridiculous amount of accessibility to pornography.
So this pornography has also created a new conditioning, a new way of thinking, a new way of treating the woman, a new fantasy script that is not honoring of the feminine. Because most of us, when we enter into our sexuality, we enter into a sexuality because we're all wounded and looking to fill a wound in or heal a wound in our spirit. Yes. We're looking to find fulfillment in another person. So in looking to find fulfillment in another person, our train of thought is in the vibration of taking. Oh, I found something. I need to take something because I need to take something from them in order to fill something in me. Now, the script that I think we need to start creating, because we have fallen into a script that is not ours, the script that is not empowering, the script that is that of the system taking control of our desire, is we need to create a script of giving. And that is the true essence of love, being in the service of, without expectation, without desire to receive anything in return. So I would say, like, that is the path for me from lust to love. Like, I don't believe that we should not, like, I believe in pleasure. I believe in searching for pleasure. But I also believe in searching for pleasure with integrity and authenticity and respect. And, you know, when we go into, that's pretty much it. I want to open the floor to everybody else's opinions.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. If you're just joining us or you came in a few minutes ago wondering, what's going on? What are you talking about? Masturbation? Oh, my God. This is a spiritual show. They shouldn't be talking like that. Well, guess what? We're here to blow your mind wide open because it's all part of who you are. It's all an expression of God. And you think of masturbation when you're making love. Even think of the statement, making love. You're making love. You're creating. You're tapping into the essence of who you are. It's all an expression of the good God goddess. So relax. My guests are Frank Mendoza. He is a coach and supporting people to embrace the power of their sexuality, their sensuality, and who they really are. Donna DeLuca is a woman who supports people in designing themselves from the inside out. And we have Mother Wisdom. She is joining us, and she's a channeler of the divine goddess. And just support, you know, today's show is really about helping us have real conversations, conversations that doesn't go over our heads, but something that everybody's moving through. You know, my mission is to blend the so-called sacred with the mundane, because all of life truly is sacred. Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to move. What is it called again? Celestial Moment for a little bit for back. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Mother Wit Wisdom, Frank and Donna. And I want to say this. I want you to think about this. You know, in this idea of creating a space for men to tap into themselves, to love themselves, to express themselves, and actually create a society where young boys will not be seen as sissy because they're in touch with their feminine side. We all have it. And if you disagree, I dare you to call in. Men, if you think you don't have a feminine side, you're blocked up. And most men who were afraid, who couldn't express their femininity, end up being incarcerated. We know there's some other stories as well. There's other story of people being incarcerated, not because they're blocked up, just because the way they look. That is the truth. But there are some people out there who simply end up in being incarcerated because they were blocked up. They can't express themselves. We see it. So it's time to create a sacred place and a space. And just as important, because we know that the world really needs men who are blended, men who are in touch with their feminine and masculine energy. And when men start to do this, when we start to look at ourselves and honor ourselves and make choices that align with our spiritual self, spiritual nature, this would encourage females to embrace their femininity, because too many females are trying to be like, man, well, you can't beat them, join them. But the truth is, the man needs women to show them how to embrace that place of vulnerability, that deep, vulnerable space that we all have, how to embrace the feminine energy so that we can all interact and dance together, even if we break each other's heart. But we can at least walk together knowing that we're just walking through the valley of shadow of death. We're not supposed to by a resident there. Just keep walking. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. We've got a caller. Yes, we are going to be talking about the divine feminine because it's very important. And we want to talk about how we support each other. So just kind of release the judgment about sex and sexuality, touching yourself, going to bed, sleeping with somebody who you're not really in a relationship with, a one-time thing. This is the place to have that conversation, 347-426-3346. We're here to support you living your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity, with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's A-S-K at LifeCoachAday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now, do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
That's right. There is no separation. You are not separated from your feminine energy and your masculine energy. And it doesn't even matter if you're in a same-sex relationship. You got to honor who and what you are, all your energies. It's really the duality of oneness. The duality of oneness, we must learn to honor all parts of us, the good, the bad, the ugly, the I can't even talk about it. And so, and we've got to bring all of that to the table. And I have some beautiful people joining me here. We got a caller as well, Andruma, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. We're going to come to you in a few and to continue the conversation. But we're getting ready for Celestial Moment. I think we'll do that now because this conversation is so hard. I feel like I'm slow dancing with like 10 people. I'm trying to make everybody happy so I can get the best out of it. May I have this dance? Oh, wait, may I have this dance? And those of you in the chat room, just to let you know, if you have any questions, and or those of you listening on the phone line, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypads. If you have any question you don't want to call in, I suggest you post it on the like pages, which is Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page. Ask, once you type it, Facebook should help you out. It just tell you because, you know, I'm number one. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or the Life Conversations Radio like page. It is kind of challenging to scroll through the chat room and see your question. So I scan it every now and then. And I have some thoughts, but I can't think about it. So let's bring on Celeste, this Celestial Moment, and talk more about masturbation, talk about how we can bring healing to our relationship, and how to use our spiritual principles to heal betrayal. Not spiritual bypass, but really healing the pain of the past while joyfully, lovingly staying open to all the experiences that life and love has for us. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Life Coach, today. I have to share with you very quickly. You have someone in the chat room who wrote, I'm having some Mercury fun right now, but they wrote, I'm paraphrasing, that they looked at the title of the show and they thought it wasn't for them because they were celibate. But we have two guests who shared very personally and bravely about their journey. And the show kept popping up for them, and they realized that this was the place that they needed to be. Now, there's a lot going on in the chat room, but I wanted to make sure you caught that gift about how in alignment you are and how these shows are always for you. Particularly if you believe by the title that it's not. That's the one.
Yes, yes, indeed. And all the shows on Life Conversations Radio are for you. Yeah, I express a little bit of my masculinity. But let me tap into my divine masculinity, my divine masculine self. Well, you know, our intention here is to support you in your transformation journey. So, yeah, whatever we're doing, always listen. That's my divine masculine. But the masculine is not divine.
Oh, okay.
Always listen to the show. I mean, come on. Okay. We're nobody got time to be playing around. Oh, yes, we do. Let's do Celestial Moment. And I actually want to ask, sort of, well, actually, I think what I'm going to do is we're going to do Celestial Moment, and then we go to the caller, and and then I want to ask, so Frank, Donna, a mother with wisdom, pay attention. I'm going to get a little bit personal. I'm going to get a little bit more into your business. I want us to get into each other. You understand what I'm saying, folks? So, Celeste, you ready for Celestial Moment?
I am so ready for Celestial Moment, and you guys have been breaking it down beautifully already. But I'm going to get right to it, okay?
Let's do it.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life. Right now, the energy of the day equals 4. 4 is known for its stability and groundedness in numerology, and it is often called the number of the worker bee. It's been given a reputation of being a square, but there is far more to receive when we understand that 4 is ruled by Uranus, and this planet is known for inventiveness and thinking outside the box. 4 also has a soft, feminine side, as it shows up as the deer in the medicine cards. And the deer's gift is to teach us the path of gentleness. Our 4th chakra is our heart chakra, and when it is open, we are able to receive and give love unconditionally. 4 also connects us to the energy of an Orisha by the name of King Shango, and he is known for his love of music, drumming, and pleasure. The 4th letter of the alphabet is D, and words like delightful, dream, and divine connect us to the magical power of 4. Now, 4 also shows up as the Emperor in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The Emperor is astrologically associated to the sign of Aries, the fire starter of the sign. The Emperor is known as the father figure of tarot, and his lessons teach us how we use our power. When used in conjunction with the sacred feminine, we find balanced masculinity. When it is out of order, we find ourselves preparing for battles of oppression and domination. It's at this time that we are reminded that the Empress gives birth to the Emperor. His role, spiritually speaking, is to provide form and order to her creation. Since both masculine and feminine energies reside in all of us, it's our responsibility to tend to our blended houses. We have the tools to make the choices that empower us to make sure our relationships and our life are a reflection of what we say we want. All is well. And that's the story of 4 through the Emperor in Tarot. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Keep this party rocking as we tap into the essence of who we really are, truly are. And we have Frank Mondoze joining us. He is the... I don't have it here. Mercury is really trying to kick my tush, but I'm not going to allow it. But he's supporting people to tap into their sexual self and be able to embrace it from an empowered perspective. Mother with Wisdom is truly an agent for the goddess. And Donna DeLuca is the passionate queen. All she needs to do is just smile at you. And you're like, woo, I feel something. But Mercury, you will not stop this party. So, before we go and talk about other things and, you know, helping people really see sex, sexuality differently and dealing and healing with the pain of the past, I want to ask you this question. I want to start with you, Frank. Actually, let me go to Donna. I want to start with Donna. What has been your most challenging experience when it comes to intimate sexual relationships, or let me say romantic relationships?
Okay, we said we were going unplugged here. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, unplugged.
Okay,
So I shared a little bit before that I had a pattern of a mistress. So I also have okay, I'm not a little bit of a player. I play, you know. I played. So I'm owning up to it, you know. I don't know why I feel very uncomfortable saying it. I guess it's because I need to release it. So I kind of feel like I'm in a bit of both worlds, because I said okay, enough playing, enough of being the mistress and all that stuff. So, and what I say by playing is, and this probably, I really want the women to listen to this, because you know we always put this on the man, what the men do and what they whatever. Us women do it as well. We're seductresses. We use it. We use it to our advantage at times. We use it sometimes not to our advantage. We do this just as much as they do. Okay, so let's just come clear and just, let's be real about it. So because I had this pattern of making myself unavailable, you know, coming up with every excuse, so I tend to play. So what does play mean? I decide whatever role I'm gonna play, and I play. So I don't come out forth. Not that I'm dishonest. I'm not dishonest because it's not part of my personality. But I'm not clear. I'm not, you know. I'll play the game of not. You know how we. A lot of women listen. Women. A lot of women get really pissed off when the guy's not texting back. The guy's not calling back. The guy's not doing that. I do all of the above. I've done all of the above, and I still do some of the above at times. And it's not cool. It's not cool because what happens is it's not really clear for the other person either, right? So you're wanting the other person to open up to you, yet you're not available. So, of course, you're going to attract someone that's unavailable. So that's really my challenge, is because I don't make myself available. And it's very surprising because available doesn't mean, you know, it has nothing to do with being social, being fun, being, you know, being able to talk, self-express. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do, are you present to the person? Are you available? Are you being true, real, and authentic? Now, so real, and authentic.
Let me jump in here for a minute. So just so that I'm clear, you're saying that every time in romantic relationships, breathe a simple question, that you try to hold yourself back, you don't bring your full self, you're trying to hide, and you end up attracting people like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's my profile.
Okay. All right, go ahead. That's your profile.
Okay. Yeah, that's my profile.
So have you been able to find, have you had an awakening, insight, awareness, a light bulb around that? And if you did, how did that happen?
It actually happened 6 months ago because in a very strange and blessed way and painful way at the same time. Or probably it's been happening within like the past 2 years. 2 years ago, I probably experienced one of the most painful relationships of my life. But at the same time, one of the most freeing and blessed relationships of my life, because it made me encounter my shadow. So in encountering the shadow part of me, I've become whole. I saw that it was so deep, it was so painful, so deep, but at the same time, it was so revealing because it was like straight smack. It's like having this mirror in front of you, and everything you're doing and everything you're acting, you're just watching yourself. So, you know, the easiest thing to do is point at everybody else. We don't like to look at ourselves, and this is what this relationship brought, and it was very painful, but at the same time, it was so healing and so freeing because it really allowed me to embrace all of me and see that side of me and not deny it. And in not denying it, you know, now as I'm looking at it, so it began 2 years ago, and then 6 months ago, I was, like, really triggered big time where, I wanted to play, and it was just for sex, and I was very clear about that. But what happened was, this person went to sleep with one of my friends. So that was, it came full circle.
to how my story began of when I was 16 years old, and here I am, 44 years old, and the loop just closed. Because at that moment, I finally understood what it felt like to be another woman. Because, you know, when I was being a mistress or where I was playing or whatever, I was never conscious of what the other person could feel. So it was the first time in my life that I was faced with it, and I had to feel it. And it was like, oh, wow. But at the same time, you know, it brought up a lot of stuff. It closed the loop. It closed the circle. And it made me realize, okay, this is not who I want to be anymore. This is not who I want to, this is not what I want to experience. And I understood. I really came to a full understanding. I looked at all my, you know, I'm writing my book, Finding the Rhythm. And I actually, that experience 6 months ago allowed me to finish my chapter called The Love Train. And The Love Train really was, I began to write all my love stories and all the, you know, the blessings and the pain that came from it and the blessings from the pain and all that stuff. And it just freed me. It was like a miracle. It was like miraculous. And now I just feel so, I feel very vulnerable. I feel very fragile. I feel very, because, you know, I'm not used to being this naked and this this free and who I really truly am and showing up. I can, you know, we had this conversation on a personal level, Ade, and I love the way you made me understand it. It actually helped me in my healing process. Was the player, we view it as this negative connotation of what a player can be. But I love when you said to me, you know, a player could be someone that's playful, adventurous, spontaneous, and that is who I am. And that is when I'm in a relationship, in a committed relationship, in a faithful, committed relationship with a man, this is who I am. I'm just a very spontaneous, playful, very, you know, adventurous, sensual, sexual woman. I'm very open-minded. I'm very blunt. So I can talk about, like, that's why I love having guy friends, because it's so simple to be friends with guys. You can talk about it so openly. Mm-hmm. And women, like, when you're with women, they're just, like, so blocked with it. And I'm beginning to do some work with some of my girlfriends, And they're complaining, you know, about their boyfriends. Now this, I said, why are you complaining about your boyfriend not giving that? Are you capable of giving what you want from your boyfriend to yourself? Are you capable experience that pleasure on your own without him, with him even being there, okay? You want him to be there. Are you capable of allowing yourself to go there? And I think this is where I am now. I feel so free in this space. But a little scared, you know. I feel a little scared because I don't
know. You know, that's a good point. That's a good point that you're saying, being scared, because until you can see with your own pain, your own judgment, your own vulnerability, you can't create a space for others to be vulnerable, or can't create a space for them to share their pain. And sometimes we want people, I just want them to be open. And that's why I'm asking the question. And I thank you for sharing. Let me ask Mother Witt, because I want to try and cover quite a few things here. And I'm really sensing that we're going to have more conversations around this, because it's this show is really, the intention is about bringing healing to ourselves individually. So Mother Witt Wisdom, what has been your most challenging experience when it comes to romantic relationships? Are you still going through it, or are you healing through it, or you have a new awareness about it?
I actually have a new awareness about it, and that my thing was my patterns kept reappearing. As I grew, I understood that I was manifesting the lessons so that I could understand my patterns. I kept getting into the same relationship with the men that I chose. The men that I allowed in, they were the same conditions. They were the same circumstances. They had the same needs, personas, energy, neediness. And my role with them was always the same. It was always the nurturing, always the stand-in, always the second one, you know. Mm. And it started with me being molested at 8 years old. And I came to realize that with deep, deep meditation and Mama just speaking to me to see what it was. And, you know, I wasn't this man's wife. I was this child who he was using. But in my awareness and in my child brain, I was stepping in for his wife. I was, you know, put in this role to function sexually, you know, to do this. And in all of my relationships, that's what I was always doing. I always chose men who were not willing to really see me for me, but to put me in this role because someone else wasn't there. And in finally coming to understand that within myself, it was the deepest healing that took place, because now that I see that and I see these relationships or situations coming, and I'm like, see? Do you see? Do you see? And I'm like, okay, I have to back away from this because I'm jumping right back in to the same thing. And we don't realize how much we manifest with the things that we've been through. When we don't understand them, we recreate that situation until we do understand it.
Yes, and you talk about your sexual molestation, sexual abuse, and you know there are different kind of statistics out there. One I'm looking at right now says 1 in 6 men have experienced abusive sexual relationship, and female I think is 1 in 4. But you know, sexual abuse is I mean, most people could say, "Yep, been through it." It's part of, and I believe it comes out of our judgment of sex because it's taboo. We don't understand it. We feel it's dirty, so we can't help but live that out. And let me go to Frank. Frank, get in your business.
Yes.
What personal, what experience are you, challenging experience are you going through when it comes to romantic relationship? How are you moving through it, or have you moved through it?
Well, the main storyline in my life was after I got divorced. Within a year it was announced, but I knew as it was happening that my wife at the time, we were in the midst of separation and getting a divorce, ended up, it came to me that my best friend and her had developed a relationship, which is understandable. This is not a new story, but it's, I find it actually right now for me a funny story for it to happen in my life, based on like the path that I'm on in regarding to my businesses. But it was one of those things that helped me get onto my spiritual path as well, because it's a matter of, you know, when something like that happens, or a Donna story or a Mother Witt story, it's pain. And we're all wounded, and we all, like, how can we, and we're all abusing, and we're all being abused to a certain extent, because it's a matter of not knowing how to deal in all these situations, and coming from a place of non-healthy ideals or storylines around sexuality and relationship and so on and so forth. So for me, it was a path of how I got through it, because I could honestly, it's been 5 years that I've since my divorce, and I would say I got through it in the last year or two, and it was, that's what had led me to my awakening, which was a desire to seek information, to seek nurturance around the pain that I had received, not resting in my story, repeating the victim position of, oh my God, how could my best friend or my ex-wife done that to me, whatever, and coming to a place of being in action towards healing those pains. And that led me on different adventures that brought me so many, I think it's, if you ask for it, if you're open to it, healing will come. And if you, and for me, it's the formula was openness to all, tolerance to listen and hear, and non-judgment in order to integrate. And through that process, I found ease with the situation. I'll never be 100% like, wow, that was great that that happened to me. On one side, yes, it's great that it happened to me because I had an awakening and I had a spiritual explosion, and I'm so ecstatic about it. But in the human, physical, manifest, ego realm of it, because we can't deny any of this, it will always be something that, like, wow, if I don't have to go through experiences like that, I wish I wouldn't have to. But we all know that pain is the yin and the yang of pleasure as well. So it all has pain and pleasure. I'm about manifesting the ecstatic pleasures and being around joy and happiness as much as possible.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Today's topic, today's theme is sex, sexuality, trust, and betrayal. And we're talking about all the judgment and the pain that we've gone through and basically supporting each other. And yes, you could be spiritual and still have a fear. That's right. You could be spiritual and still have judgment or pain. What I want to do now, I want to bring on Celeste to share some of the things going on in the chat room. And then I go back with Donna, Mother Wit, Wisdom, and Frank to share some tips, ideas on how we can start healing the pain and the guilt of sexual abuse, sexual molestation, the biases that we have, so we can, you know, start to be healed, really. It's really that simple. And Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm in awe of your guests. Some I know personally as friends, and Frank, your new brother. Hope you won't be a stranger to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show.
Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. And you have people sharing in the love in the chat room. Mostly quiet. I know there's some earlier stuff, but Mercury, that boy Mercury, planet of the messengers, communications. Okay, anyway, you breathe. But notably, Nisi wrote something that was amazing. I thought you guys might like to hear. And she said, I am always amazed at the spiritual miracles that keep occurring in my life. And that's in connection to the synchronicity of her connecting with this show right now. And then something that I'm going to take home with me is the more open I allow myself to become, the more amazed and amazing I am. And Mother Wit is so busy doing double time because she said yes. Yes, if we are open, you see them occurring. You feel them happening. We become so amazed.
You're kind of gone low, Celeste. Get closer to your phone or something. Well, I can hear you, but it's just low.
Right up on me. You know, it's the phone now going. But Mother Wit's response was, yes, if you are open, you see them occurring, you feel them happening, and we become so amazed and humbled. And notably, Lucy said, and humbled. So, you know, they're making love in the chat room. You guys are making love on here. Thank you for inviting me to the party.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you. I want to just read something to you here, and we want to. Time is doing what time does. It keeps moving, and so do we. Here's my homeboy. I was hanging out with him the other day, and he just dropped this knowledge. I was like, man, you deep. If you want to meet him, you can Google him. His name is Rumi, R-U-M-I. He said, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. That's my homeboy dropping some knowledge. I had coffee with him last week. Maybe I'm going to interview him one day, you know, but I don't want to rush him. He's kind of shy. He doesn't like making them. He just writes things. But anyway, so let's talk about some healing. And we've got, let's see, we're a couple of minutes for each one of you to talk about how we can heal the pain and the guilt and the shame of sexual abuse, sexual molestation, maybe just the shame we feel about our own sexuality. And if you can tie that in, and if it is, if masturbation could be part of that healing too. So let me go to Mother Wit first about that. How do we heal the pain, the guilt, the shame of sexuality, sexual abuse, sexual molestation? You've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes.
I know, right? Like, really?
Okay. First, I want to say that all of that is betrayal, and all of that is about trust, and all of that is about self-love and self-learning. So everything is connected, and everything is one, as we are one. And the healing comes when you understand the development that you need to do. The healing comes when you can be still long enough to say, where is it hurting? Why is it hurting? What do I do to heal it? What is the opposite of this? And you have to really get intimate with yourself. And that intimacy takes time. It takes stillness. It takes nurturing. You actually have to look at yourself as we began the show with the inner child was brought up, and that inner child has to be addressed, and that inner child is the one that needs the healing, because it's always present and it's always affected by the things that you go through on a daily basis. And if you don't address that inner child, then that child is always needy, always hungry, always fussy, always cranky. And there will be no intimacy. There will be no relationships, because you have this wounded inner child who needs help. So I hope that was my 2 minutes.
You did. 30 seconds to answer this question. How can people use masturbation as part of the healing?
Masturbation allowed me to be honest and open with myself. It gave me permission to allow expression, my own expression. And it also gave me the self-image and self-acceptance and the oneness with spirit to experience pleasure and to experience the orgasm. And the orgasm is what gave birth to the universe, you know. So when you really examine that and you get in tune with that, that's where the real healing begins, with the connection that you make with the orgasm and understanding what it is.
Thank you. Perfect, perfect. Because when you really learn to masturbate and have the universal orgasm, the whole world screams. You hear this emergency, and the world is saying, I'm here to emerge so you can see me. Thank you, thank you. That was perfect. Now, how can people reach you? What's your website address, Mother Wisdom?
My website address is www.universalwomb.com.
Mm-hmm. Universalwomb.com. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. I think we're going to have another conversation soon around this conversation, because I feel like we just had like a appetizer conversation about this. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your transparency and your authenticity. Let's go to Frank. Before I go to Frank, just in case you missed it, I want to highlight 2 points that Mother Wit Wisdom said. You know, as part of the healing, being still long enough to face your hurt and getting intimate with yourself and allow yourself and give yourself permission to feel the inner explosion within yourself. Don't judge it. Frank, how can we heal the pain, the guilt, the shame of sexual abuse, sexual molestation, or our own sexual judgment about ourselves? And if you can add in that 2 minutes, how masturbation can be part of the healing.
Well, I can only talk from a personal perspective, is which I touched on a bit earlier, is the idea of not standing still, when we talk about stillness, yes, stillness in seeing what our body is telling us, getting in touch with our heart, getting in touch with our wounds. And once we understand there's wounds, there is a practice of moving that energy, because all emotional wounds, all traumas not dealt with end up getting stuck in our body, as I like to give the example of like energetic cysts. And these energetic cysts fester in our body. And if we don't address them, if we don't identify them, they just keep being there. And we're going to be walking through our daily life and trying to be empowered, but we're always unconsciously leaking energy in this wound. And therefore, we're taking life as an emotional bypass instead of a direct empowered experience. So for me, it was once I admitted to the wounding, admitted to all of that made me sad and hurt and angry, I put myself on a course of action. And that's what I meant by not standing still. You know, reaching out to find circles, finding modalities, finding healers in the spiritual realm or in the physical realm as well, and not necessarily like looking for a medicine, a pill that's going to make us happy and can disconnect us even more. Personally, it was about experience, like living experience. To me, that's the new paradigm. The old paradigm is like resting in our stories, staying in the taking energy. The new experience is about expression, experience, humility, vulnerability, which is all the divine feminine. And so that was it for me. And in terms of masturbation, well, I believe in masturbation as a healing course as well, but I've also, through my studies, have found that masturbation can also be, if used on the opposite side of the spectrum, can also become an addiction to ejaculation, an addiction to connection with self instead of putting yourself out there and connecting with other people. So, like we say, The most important thing is balance, and a healthy connection with masturbation, which is self-inquiry, self-satisfaction, is an unhealthy relationship with addiction can lead to contraction and individualism and greed and taking and a lot of ugliness as well. Not to say that we should be shameful to masturbate, because I love masturbation. Personally,
yes. First guy that I heard say, I love it. Like, you know, usually people brag about it. But, you know, and it's true. It's about really getting in touch with our hearts and learning to be open and finding the balance, because life can be messy sometimes, no pun intended. But, Frank, what's your website address? How can people find you?
My website address is mondeose.com, and that's spelled MONDEOSE.com, MONDOZE.com. And basically, what it stands for, MONDOZE are two French words, MONDE being people or world, OSE being daring. So put it together, and we have daring world, daring people. And that's what we have to be, because truthfully, the loving are absolutely the daring, as quoted.
Indeed.
So.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you for bringing the male perspective, because I know most of my female friends, clients, and listeners are always saying, you know, it's so sexy to hear a man who is spiritual. So, you know, you said you were single. I think that's going to change soon.
Thank you. And it's been an honor, a privilege, and a true pleasure to invited to the show to speak with you. And our fivesome, our foursome turned into the sexiest fivesome I've ever had with Celeste. She's a great spice to add on any foursome.
Yeah. I know, that's right. Yeah, she brings it nice and sultry.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This party ain't over until Celeste drops her. Okay, let me stop. Donna DeLuca, 2 minutes to wrap this conversation up. How to heal the pain, the guilt, the shame of sexual molestation, abuse, our own sexual judgment and biases. And how can we use masturbation as a tool? I think you said you like it too, so I'm sure you're an expert. 2 minutes.
You're such a troublemaker. Okay, I think...
Listen, I'm Mondozi. I'm a deer in person. That's what I am. So I go there. I'm
I think you know what, we've been so censored in this conversation that I'm gonna challenge you, because I love coming onto your show and challenging you. I'm gonna challenge you to have another very daring conversation where we take it one step deeper than this. So there you go. Okay. There's your daring moment of the day. So
I came out on this planet daring, so yes, it's on. I mean, I was so daring that I started at birth. I didn't come on the due date. They had to force me out. But I dare you to pull me out. It's my world.
Oh, I could. You know what? We should turn the tables. We should do, let's ask Ade questions. Oh, my God, with all your women clients, that would be so much fun. Celeste, we need to get on this. Frank is probably wondering, like, what the, you know, we know Ade and we want so much information out of him. This would be the ideal. Oh, my God, talk about like an orgasmic day.
Oh,
anyways,
whoa,
okay,
really?
So.
Okay, let's do that tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
So to wrap it up, I love what Mother Witt has to say, and I love what Frank has to say. To add to that, I think forgiveness would be a thing. Forgiveness of coming to connect with that inner child and forgiving the wound and just coming to peace with it. And you know, for whatever decisions you've made or whatever, forgiveness of yourself first and forgiveness of the other, where the, you know, the wound and the wounded or the wounder or you know, someone that you want to blame or so forth, whatever the circumstance might be. I think forgiveness is freedom. I think that's where the true surrender, freedom, and letting go and allowing yourself to be really fully relieved and free from it. And I really love what Mother Witt said about the inner child. I'm actually going to listen back to the show and really listen just to that point really attentively, because it's funny that I came up and said that thing about the inner child. But when you think about it, we're all these children on planet Earth, and all we want to do is play and have fun. But we've been conditioned and constrained in this, like, conditioned box. And this is why we're kind of crying out, because we don't want to be in that box. We're this little innocent little children where we want to play and have fun and feel safe. So to feel safe again, I think masturbation, if I bring masturbation, is a place where you can find that safety again. Now, I've experienced this and I've gone very deep within myself with this. Is take masturbation where you're not imagining being with someone else. You're not creating any fantasy of whatever it is. Really come to terms with you and you. Be one in the experience of fully being 100% available and present to yourself, and create that safe space with yourself. And I feel that when I've gotten deeper into this, I'm capable of opening up at a deeper level when I'm with a partner. So if it's one thing that I want to say, and especially to women, because I think women have we feel a little bit more uncomfortable with masturbation. Really learn how to make love to yourself. And if we have another conversation, I'd love for us to go into our sacred chakras. Is our life force, is where creation is, where our abundance, our prosperity, that's where everything lies. So when you allow yourself to be fully, completely free in that space, it's full creation. So you're going to be this ball of energy, giving life, emerging. I love the way you said it, Ade. Life birth. You're giving birth. That orgasm is allowing yourself to fireworks. I see it as the fireworks and explosion of different, the rainbow of all your, of what you can create and all of who you can be. That's the way I see orgasm.
Yes, indeed. You got to set the fireworks within yourself so you can passionately create the life, and even that fireworks, that energy can heal, that, you know, it can heal the past, the trauma of the past. Donna, how can people contact you real quick? Website address, Facebook, or anything like that?
I'm on Facebook, Donna DeLuca, Donna, and it's DeLuca, D-E space, capital L-U-C-A, and website is in construction, and I'm in still in the process of writing, finding your rhythm, dance to your soul purpose.
That could be a good name for your website, inconstruction.com. Because that's it. It's all, we're always constructed and deconstructed. So anyway, Donna, thank you very much. And okay, correct me. How do I say your first name correctly? Because you know Donna is a nickname. Tell me again.
Donata.
Donata. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Donata. Which means giving. Donare comes from the word donare, which is giving, and it also means a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do that very well, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Donata. I got my hands, and I'm very animated as I say your name, Donata DeLuca. Anyway, thank you. I love you all. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your insight, your awareness. A few words for me as we get ready to release the show. You know, sexuality is really not that deep. We've just made it complicated. We've commercialized sex. We've commercialized our essence. And I challenge you all to really be aware of what you expose yourself to, because your sexuality is your life force. Your sexuality is who you are. That's your makeup. You were created out of a sexual energy. So learn to forgive the past. Watch the judgment. So when you're judging, it's okay, but just catch yourself to say, oh, this is an opportunity for me to heal. Do the meditation. Sit with yourself. Get still and ask, you know, my sexuality, what does it mean to me? What did I learn about sexuality? It's a active role. It's easy to blame others, but sometimes it takes work to claim responsibility for who you are. If you're not in alignment, if you're not in harmony with your sexual energy, your sexuality, it's going to affect everything else. You know, whatever made you uncomfortable in this conversation, yeah, just pay attention to that. Whatever you wanted to hear more about, pay attention to that. Whatever made you embarrassed, pay attention to that. It's all good. It's all God. And if it's a part of your experience, embrace it. Look at it. Don't run from it. So when you find yourself in relationships that are challenging, when your loved one, when your mate, your husband, your person you're dating go have an affair, it's painful. Give your time to move through the pain. But use that opportunity to embrace more of God, more of Goddess, more of love. Because unless you're broken open, you won't truly know love. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Celeste, thank you for tying it all together for me. I know you've been busy. And thank you for joining the, what do you call it? The foreplay. It's Sherry Marie playing underneath me. That's right. She said, revival of a love story. Love this song. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself and be loved. You must be set free. Sherry Marie, we're out. I'll see you tomorrow for more conversation of Love is Freedom, which is the theme for the month. Peace and blessings. Deep.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.